translation and pop up by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti and Swami Prabhupada. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead and has not sung or chanted loudly the worldly songs about the Lord is to be considered to possess ear holes like that of holes or snakes and a tongue like that tongue of a frog. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Devotional service to the Lord is rendered by all limbs or parts of the body. It is a transcendental dynamic force of the spirit soul. Therefore, a devotee is engaged 100% in the service of the Lord. One can engage in devotional service when one's senses of the body are purified in relation with the Lord. And one can render service to the Lord with the help of all the senses. As such, the senses and the actions of the senses are to be considered impure or materialistic as long as they are employed only in sense gratification. The purified senses are engaged not in sense gratification but in the service of the Lord in toto. The Lord is the supreme with all senses, and the servitor who is part and parcel of the Lord also has the same senses. Service to the Lord is a completely purified use of the senses. As described in Bhagavad Gita, Lord imparted instructions with the full senses and Arjuna received them with full senses, and thus there was a perfect exchange of sensible and logical understanding between the master and the disciple. Spiritual understanding is nothing like an electrical charge from the master to the disciple, as foolishly claimed by some propaganda mongers. Everything is full of sense and logic, and the exchange of views between the master and the disciple is possible only when the reception is submissive and real. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that one should receive the teachings of Lord Chaitanya with intellect and full senses so that one can logically understand the great mission. In the impure state of a living being, the various senses are fully engaged in mundane affairs. If the ear is not engaged in service of the Lord by hearing about Him from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, certainly the holes of the ear will be filled with some rubbish. Therefore, the messages of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam should be preached all over the world and very loudly. That is the duty of a pure devotee who has actually heard about them from the perfect sources. Many want to speak something to others, but because they are not trained to speak on the subject matter of Vedic wisdom, they are all speaking nonsense and people are receiving them with no sense. There are hundreds and thousands of sources for distributing mundane news of the world, and people of the world are also receiving it. Similarly, the people of the world should be taught how to hear the transcendental topics of the Lord. The devotee of the Lord must speak loudly so that they can hear. The frogs loudly croak with the result that they invite the snakes to eat them. The human tongue is especially given for chanting the Vedic hymns, not for croaking like frogs. The real asiti used in this verse is also significant. Asiti means a woman who has become a prostitute. A prostitute has no reputation for good womanly qualities. Similarly, the tongue which is given to the human being for chanting the Vedic hymns will be considered a prostitute when engaged in chanting. Chanting the Vedic hymns will be considered a prostitute when engaged in chanting of some mundane nonsense. Narayan namaskritaya naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayat mudirayat nasta presu bhajyesu nityam bhagavati sevayam bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nashtaki. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar chant from the ocean of Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to the people of the world, all life breath, all Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has risen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Krishna who has returned among us. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your symbols rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are the incarnation of Krishna. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please do not ever leave me. Please become manifest upon my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So this is based on Prabhupada's lecture. I'll try and elaborate a little bit. Great responsibility of preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita throughout the world. Okay. The great responsibility for preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita throughout the world. It is meant for the human beings and not, do not mind. It is appears that rarely human being is found there to take up the responsibility in India. They all talking all nonsense. The real message of India culture is Krishna consciousness. Ya idam parandam guyam mad bhakti abhiyasate. This is Bhagavad Gita 1868. Na cha tasam manasheshu kashir me priyakitama. 1869 Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that at the end of his instruction, that anyone who is taking the responsibility of preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita to the devotees, because unless one is a devotee, one cannot understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti amam vijananti yamana sari tattvataha. Bhagavad Gita 1855. To know Krishna specifically, that is different thing. You can imagine anything nonsense, but if you want to know Krishna as he is, that requires intelligence. Manushyanam saishu kashi yatada siddhaya yatanam pishanam kashi mavati tatvataha. So we have to understand Krishna tatvata as he is. This tatvata word has been used in several places in Bhagavad Gita. Janma kama jamme divyam evamiti tatvata. Here is one tatvata. Krishna's appearance and disappearance is not an ordinary thing. Yo jani tatvata, anyone who understands his truth. So what is the result? Taktva dena punya janma neti mamus eti kunteya. I immediately becomes liberated. Immediately he becomes eligible to accept any more. Okay. Immediately he becomes eligible not to accept any more this material body. Taktva deham. Everyone has to give up this body, material body. You cannot remain permanently Indian or this party or that party. You have to change your body. Tata dehantara praktir. So why should you waste your time in this way? That I am Indian, I am an American, I am a Hindu, I am Muslim. I am a horse, I am a cat, I am a dog. There is no difference. If a dog is thinking, I am a dog. And if I am thinking, I am Indian. Where is the difference? The mentality is the same. I am identifying with the body. Yasyatma buddhi kanupi tridarkike. Yasyatma buddhi kanupi tridarkike. Iswad diya karudisyu boma yadi. Yatita buddhe sanina karichit. Janesu abhisya sabi gokara. Gokara, go means cow. Akara means us. Anyone who's identifying this body as a self is gokara, animal. So this animal civilization is not meant for India's culture. India's culture is different. Tata dehantara. Taktva deham puna janma netimam iti. This is India's culture. Why should we identify ourselves as animal? I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this. It is wrong type of civilization. Gokara civilization. So our little attempt is, we are not manufacturing anything. We are not manufacturing religious system. Neither is it possible to manufacture. Just like you cannot manufacture law. Law is given by state. Similarly, dharma means dharmam tu shakshat bhagavata panitam. Dharma means the law given by God. That is dharma. You cannot manufacture. Who cares for your manufactured system? Just like nobody cares for you if you make some law. That I have made some law. And go to the court, sir, I have made this law. Please accept. He is a lunatic. Drive him away. That is not possible. This is dharma. As Krishna says, Sarva dharma parikya jama mekam sarvam vraja. This is dharma. Don't manufacture dharma. Yada yada hi dharma sya glani bhavati bharata. What is this glani? Discrepancy. So glani is disobedience to the order of God. That is glani. Yada yada hi dharma sya glani bhavati bharata. So the whole world is denying. Sunyavadi, nirvisheshavadi, nirakavadi. No God. God is dead. So what kind of religious system they manufacture? They are simply misleading. Anda yatha di upayeya tu pasyuntram uru dharma buddha. Very tightly regulated by laws of nature. And still we are independently manufacturing religion. This is not possible. Give us this sarva dharma parikyaja. Actually, this is dharma. So, savempum sampara dharma. Bhakti adoksaja. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, or any other sect. The test is how much you are. Advanced in understanding God. That is, if you do not understand God, if you have no obedience to God, that is not dharma. So the Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. It is neither manufactured nor unauthorized. It is authorized. The oldest, Yoga Prakta Purantana. Krishna said to Arjuna that I am repeating the same message, Purantanam. Krishna does not say that I am manufacturing another system, yoga. No, I am speaking to you the same yoga system. Imam vivasata yogam proktam aham aveyam. Vivasvan manava prahu manu israkti bhavet. So yoga nasta parantapa. As soon as we deviate from the original system, it is nasta, spoiled. So what is the use of giving things which is already spoiled? But it cannot be spoiled if you follow the parampara system. This is a secret of success. So our only request is that India should not be misled by imitating the Western type of civilization. Unnecessary fighting on political and social. These political and social, there is a problem, but that is temporary. Temporary. We must have our interest to the real life. Somebody yesterday was speaking of health. What is this? What is the health? If you are going to die, what is the value of your so-called health program? First of all, you stop death, then the question. Then the question, health. Krishna says, na hanyate hanyamane sarire. First of all, come to the position. Then even after the destruction of the body, you are not destroyed. That is health. That is health. Thaktva dena puna janma neti mam iti. That is health, not that patchwork. You have got some disease. Take some pill and again become diseased. Putva putva palayate. That is not health. Here is health. But we have no brain to understand. That Krishna said, na hanyate hanyamane sarire, na jayate meyate vakadachina, any time. Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. Where is that medicine? Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. I am dying. My father is dying. My son is dying. But even if we accept, yes, we are accepting another body. What do you know? What kind of body you are going to accept? What is the position? There are 8,400,000 different forms of body. If you become an insignificant worm, then it will take millions of years by the evolution process to come to this human form of body and come, there may be a chance to take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not very easy. If I miss this opportunity, I may miss millions of years. So this knowledge should be given. It is not expected that everyone will accept or understand. But this knowledge must be current. A class of men, the Brahmana class, the Vaishnava class, Manushyam Sasyeshu, that is a fact. But still, there must be somebody out of millions to understand this philosophy. And there is a good opportunity now. We have published so many books on this subject and we have got very nice place in Bombay, Juhu. Please come to read our books. Try to understand the philosophy and make your life successful. So, this is one of the lectures I heard. There were three lectures on this. So, second one, Prabhupada, he cuts down the Mayavada philosophy. So, in the second one, Prabhupada is saying that the Mayavadis, they want to make everything zero, make nothing. So, their understanding is, they say, whatever I'm feeling, God is feeling. Krishna is feeling the same. If I'm not happy, Krishna is not happy. When I'm happy, Krishna is happy. So, they try and bring Krishna down to the mundane platform. Because they have that, because of this Mayavada philosophy, everything becomes very watered down. And we see, even Srila Prabhupada, he dealt with these kind of people in many instances. There was one, in a Prabhupada Nectar book, there was one instance where Prabhupada went to this, in Indore, some place where they were reciting Bhagavad Gita, and they only had the lamp. Only the lamp was there, the light. So Prabhupada protested. He protested against this. He said, he told the organizers, how can you minimize Krishna just to a light? You have no picture of Krishna in this temple. No picture, nothing, just a light. And so one person, he challenged Prabhupada by saying, what authority do you have? What's your authority? Why are you saying like this? Prabhupada said, I'm just repeating Krishna's words. Myself, I don't consider myself with the highest authority. I just repeat Krishna's words. And this person, he argued with Prabhupada, but you're supposed to be samadarshi, equal to everyone. Why are you trying to put these people down when you're supposed to be equal to everyone? Like the organizers of this this place. And Prabhupada just repeated the same point. He said, my samadarshi is, I repeat Krishna's words. Then finally Prabhupada said, I may not be samadarshi, but because I repeat Krishna's words, I know what I say is perfect. And this person, initially he was arguing, but later on that thought came up in his mind that what Prabhupada was correct. So changes understanding. And also a similar thing happened with Bhakti Vikas Maharaj. He was preaching in some temple, some program in England somewhere, and he didn't agree with the organizers how they were presenting their philosophy. So Maharaj spoke openly out against it. And the organizers got very upset. And Maharaj told the devotees who were helping him in that preaching event that don't worry about what they think. Krishna will arrange a bigger place for you. And he worked out the same way. A bigger place will arrange in the future for these devotees to do the program. We can see even in when the acharyas come, they have to deal with these kind of people, you know, because Mayavad philosophy is it really makes everything no value. You become like a stone. So and because these Mayavadis, they try and bring Krishna to the mundane platform, the masses of people who are like innocent, they get cheated though. So Prabhupada says in the purport, this is why we have to preach this message, to educate the masses of people to the correct understanding. So even at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it happened like this. Vishvikshena was there. He was claiming to be Krishna. And he was dancing with his people's wives, right? Ministers' wives. They were coming and he was dancing with them. And they got very upset. And they complained. Actually, this Vishvikshena, he wanted for the British out of India. He wanted to. So they got worried what to do with him. And even these ministers, they were complaining about him. And many of the people, they didn't want to deal with him. Even these big security guards, they didn't want to deal with him because he was a yogi. He had mystic powers. He could create fire out of his hair and like that. And so the government, they got Bhaktivinoda Thakur to deal with him. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur took 100 constables And he asked the chief person to go and see him, Vishwakshena. And somehow this person got a heart pain when he went towards this person. And he came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and said, "I can't deal with him, he's too powerful." And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife was telling him that, "Don't deal with this person, he'll kill you, he's too powerful." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told his wife, "Just chant Hare Krishna, don't worry, everything will work out." And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family, they were on the verge of dying, they all became sick. It just shows you how this... So Bhaktivinoda Thakur went up to him and said, why are you cheating the people, you know? How can you be Krishna, you know? You're Jiva. If you are Krishna, why don't you come to Jagannath Puri and take the offerings what Lord Jagannath is taking every day, 56 offerings. And he minimized Lord Jagannath just to being a wood. He says, how can he be the Lord? He says, wood. So after that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur got the constables to put him on a cart and take him away to be judged in the court. And he cursed Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "I'm going to kill you and your family." So the whole family became sick. Bhaktivinoda Thakur got rheumatism. And they had to take Bhaktivinoda Thakur on a stretcher to the court. One of the lawyers, he found out that Vishwakshena had a long hair. And he read that if you cut his hair off, all his mystic power goes away. So someone came and they cut his hair off. And they put him in prison. And after 3 days he died. But it shows, because of wrong education, this person came to that conclusion that he is Krishna. He tried to imitate Krishna. And then the result of that, he died. So Prabhupada also says in one of the purposes in Bhagavad Gita that one cannot imitate Lord Shiva by drinking an ocean of poison. Or if one imitates Krishna in the Ras dance, he will die very soon. So so in the Prabhupada also speaks about Lord Chaitanya teachings, how one should contemplate with a deep understanding. He says, "Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Doyakavita, Vichka Chamatkar." That if one understands these teachings of Lord Chaitanya with logic and argument, if one applies his logic and argument to teaching of Lord Chaitanya, he will see a very wonderful result. Even in in the time of Lord Chaitanya, after Lord Chaitanya left, we see that there are some individuals who did not accept Lord Chaitanya's teachings. And so we can see from this how the material world is a place of cheaters and the cheated. There's always people who want to be cheated. But if we go to the real understanding by being sincere and following the authorized line of acharyas, we can see the teachings are always there for everyone who want to follow them and achieve perfection. So this is a questions by Prabhupada on this topic. So this Indian man is asking, when chanting you chant the name of Rama as well as Krishna, I do not see any photograph of Rama here. What is the thinking? You don't see, but you can hear. Indian man, I do not see Prabhupada, but you do not hear. Indian man, photograph that we are seeing, Prabhupada, hearing is also experiencing. Why do you want to see? You do not want to see your father who is dead. Indian man, no, why? Why? Krishna has so many. Prabhupada, no. Seeing and hearing is the same thing. Suppose you have a grandfather. Are you seeing him? How do you accept you had a grandfather? Indian man, I saw him all right. Prabhupada, that is hearing. Indian man, no, I saw him also. Prabhupada, you saw? You did not see your great grandfather, but how do you know? Hearing is also another process. My question is whether there is a distinction between Rama and Krishna. Prabhupada, the distinction is that hearing is also a process of acquiring knowledge. Why don't you accept? Simply seeing is not acquiring knowledge. There are so many senses, and hearing is the first class sense to understand, which you cannot see. Pause. So this is the defect of the modern educational system. They want to see things by hearing. They want to experience things by seeing. Even in modern education, like Prabhupada said, if they learn all these stories in school of different heroes and like this, but it doesn't really satisfy the emotions, because these are all just fairy tales. They're gone, they're past, over and done with. But Prabhupada said, if one reads Mahabharata, because Mahabharata is dealing with families, dynasties, kings and things like this, dealing with many subjects. So if one reads Mahabharata, then one's emotions will be satisfied. Being on the emotional platform is the cause for our being conditioned in the material world. So to purify the emotions, we have to read books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And reading philosophy and hearing stories will help us purify emotions. And then the other, the higher understanding is one should practice the philosophy. If one just reads the philosophy but doesn't practice, then the chances are that one can become an impersonalist. There's a purport in Srimad Bhagavatam. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, the difference between a pure devotee and an impersonalist. Okay. When one is thus inclined to become an associate of the Supreme Lord in one of the innumerable planets of the spiritual sky, especially Goloka Vrindavan, one has to think always that he is different from the material energy. He has nothing to do with it and has to realize himself as a pure spirit Brahman, qualitatively equal with the Supreme Brahman, Parameshvara. Maya resister after distributing his kingdom to Pariksit and Vajra did not think himself emperor of the world or the head of the Kuru dynasty. This sense of freedom from material relations as well as freedom from material encasement of the gross and subtle encirclement makes one free to act as a servant of the Lord, even though one is in the material world. This stage is called the Jivan Mukta stage or the liberated stage, even in the material world. That is the process for entering material existence. One must not only think he is Brahman, but must act on the Brahman. One who thinks himself Brahman is impersonalist, and one who acts like Brahman is a pure devotee. Any comments or questions? Okay.
Thank you for the class. My question is, when you said, I think Srila Prabhupada was mentioning, or maybe you mentioned that we have to, or one who applies, or one should apply Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings with logic and argument. I just want to know what that means.
Well, logic and argument, from my understanding, you go deep into the thinking on how to apply those teachings. You contemplate, you discuss, then the understanding will come. Because it says Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, that even Rupa Goswami, he's a prema avatar, he's giving Krishna prema to everyone. So unless someone is not in proper understanding, he how can he not accept Lord Chaitanya? It's just, he says even King Hussein Shah, this is in Chaitanya Bhagavad, given how when Lord Chaitanya came to Ram Kelly, he asked his minister, who is this saint? He seems not normal, that thousands of people are following him. And this minister was like, because this king was a rebel, he didn't want to deal with it. He thought this king may harm Lord Chaitanya. He thought, he says some saints staying under different trees at different times. You know, one important. But then this Hussein Shah, he asked Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami said, you're the ruler of this country, of Bengal. And Allah gave you this kingdom. This is the same person, Allah, who the Hindus also was Krishna also. Now as a king, you use your intelligence. Whatever your intelligence tells you, just accept that. So the king, he concluded that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So in that section, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur comments that even though his King Hussein Shah was a rebel, he was breaking down temples and against Hindu religion and all this, the fact that he accepted Lord Chaitanya, all his bad qualities turn into good qualities. And someone may have all good qualities, if he doesn't accept Lord Chaitanya, all the good qualities turn into bad qualities. So this is proper understanding of logic. Just accepting who Lord Chaitanya is, then everything will become easy to understand.
Thank you. And I had one more question. Maharaj Yudhishthir, I think Srila Prabhupada was just mentioning Maharaj Yudhishthir, he said that when he gave his kingdom to Maharaj Parikshit and Vraja, and he no longer accepted the position of emperor of the world, then he became Jivan Mukta. Then he could be free from those relations of the material world, and then he can perform devotional service. But we see that's sometimes we have so many relations, we can't give them up, but we still perform devotional service. Sometimes even Maharaj Yudhishthira, when he was the king, he was Jivan Mukta because he was a pure devotee of the Lord. So is this a example that Srila Prabhupada is making, that he only became Jivan Mukta after giving up responsibility of the kingdom?
Well, the thing is, you have to accept what's favorable for your Krishna consciousness. And the instructions come through higher authorities also. Like Vyasadeva told Maharaj Yudhishthira, that this is what's going to happen in the future to you. At some point you'll have to give up this kingdom and you'll have to follow this path. He was giving instructions before this happened. So when that time came, he just followed those instructions. So even within our society of ISKCON, you find devotees getting instructions to follow. And sometimes they don't follow it, then Krishna intervenes to shake, have a little shake up, to shake them up, to wake them up to realize. Because Prabhupada says, beginning of spiritual life understands when you understand you're not the body. If you don't understand you're not the body, you haven't begun your spiritual path. So, for someone who's following the process, but attachments are coming in the way, Krishna will remove those attachments. That's one of the benefits of having a spiritual master, is because by his mercy, Krishna removes the attachments.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. Antara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.